on this episode of The Commercial Break.
Rev down, rev up.
Rev down.
Rev down. We don't want up rev. We want down rev. Yeah. That's what we want.
that's our motto here at The Commercial Break.
Down rev. Down. With The Commercial Break. Which also stands for our revenue, if you look at our charts.
Right.
We're also down revving here at The Commercial Break. I don't know what Hardee's does, but this episode is brought to you by Hardee's.
Yes.
Home of the Double Double Bart Burger.
Okay.
Welcome to Hardee's. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah. What are you guys known for?
Death, mainly. Death and bankruptcy, but what can I get you?
Hold it out.
I know you are. Let's see it. Why can't a nose...
They're clever.
Yeah.
They're clever.
Some of them are. Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
It's actually funny, like, when your dad is saying it to you.
Yeah, but, just imagine I'm your daddy.
Like, not imagine.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Break. Welcome back. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only one you'll ever need. News, fact, and fiction in 60 seconds or less. Your money back. I don't care.
Only place you'll need.
Back. Only place you'll ever
need. One-stop shop.
One-stop shop for all the bullshit. If you're looking to get into it with us. Why not? Dig, dive right in like Madonna's tree. Dig right into the vagina. Oh, what an interesting NFT, huh?
That was a very interesting.
It's very interesting
very,
NFT.
Very
Go back and listen to the last episode if you want to find out more about Madonna's new NFT collection with Deeple. The guy sold a $69 million NFT. He went from $69 million NFT to trees coming out of a vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
took him like 7 years
when
to make that one NFT.
You got $69 million, then you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, why not? Just, you know, rent a laser and circulate around Madonna's pudenda.
Pudenda.
Pudenda. Pudenda.
Pudenda. Pudenda. The pizzle and
pudenda. You know, we haven't talked about this, but I know it's been a couple weeks, maybe even a month since this happened. But Dave Chappelle got tackled, assaulted at Hollywood Bowl that one night by a guy who, at least at first appearances, had a gun in his hand. Turned out to be a knife. Only in America is there a gun shaped like a knife shaped like a gun.
Yes.
Which is fucking ridiculous. But he ran up on stage. He tackled Dave Chappelle. Then he got the holy living shit kicked out of him.
What was the purpose of that, by the way?
He was mentally ill.
Okay.
He was mentally
ill. That makes
sense. But, you know, I then did some research. I'm not going to show it here because we're not that type of show, but I'm not going to show it here.
We're not research driven.
We're not research driven. We're not factual. We don't like facts here at The Commercial Break. They just get in the way of a good joke.
Right.
Now, what I mean is I don't want to show all the negative bullshit, but there's a lot of, this is not like the first time somebody has been attacked on stage at a comedy club. As a matter of fact, it happens a lot.
Really?
Well, according to YouTube. According to my
Another
research
fact
on YouTube,
yeah, place to go to.
There's a lot of video of guys and girls getting attacked.
That's unfortunate.
Physically and certainly verbally. There's a lot of verbal assaults, but it's like, you know, comedians got a job to do, right?
Yeah.
And their job, I think, the jester's job in life, much like us here at The Commercial Break. Even though we don't do a lot of envelope pushing, a lot of comedians do envelope pushing. Their job is to, you know, there's
push
funny
the envelope.
Push the envelope, whatever that means.
Yeah,
their job is to be on the edge, right between completely irresponsible and mean spirited and fucked up and funny.
True,
and that gray space is often super thin. Right?
Very true.
And I guess it just depends sometimes on your perspective about whether or not it's completely irresponsible, mean-spirited, or ugly, or completely hilarious, and that's the best joke that's ever told. And comedians have always been that way. That, you know,
true, yeah.
You go back, you know, way,
to the
way,
Roman
way,
times.
To the Roman times. To David Chappelle the third. Has anybody seen the Roman bathhouse? It's full of young penises. Off with his head. You know, it goes, there's a tradition that goes back a long time. More recently, you know, not talking about Roman days, like George Carlin. And,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people, right? We can go through it. George Carlin and Chris Rock and, you know, to some degree, Dave Chappelle. All these guys are, they're getting.
Dice Clay.
They're Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, yeah.
They're all doing their own version of bringing a laugh to situations that otherwise don't seem funny, and or making, desensitizing us to the,
making people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But making people feel comfortable in the in the situation that's uncomfortable, because it's hard to feel upset when you're laughing.
True.
Right. So yes. A lot of times they're desensitizing us in a way that I think is positive. They're desensitizing us to shit that we should have been talking about a long time ago. You know, Howard Stern was bringing on gay people and lesbians. And while that may seem now the things he was doing completely gauche and absolutely normal. We would never do that now. Right. We would never talk about gay people or homosexuality in that way. Now, he was the first person that was talking about it in any kind of positive light, you know, bringing homosexuals on and you know, bringing light to a situation. And same with all of these comedians that we now revere as great. They're social commentators is what they are.
True,
and that's what they're doing. And while we may not like all the time the message, that is their job, right? Essentially, and I don't mean job like that's what they get paid to do. Of course they get paid to do. I mean their job is like their personality type in life. That's what they've been put on this earth to do. Mm-hmm. And if we are going to be so defensive and so upset about every little word that comes out of everybody's mouth that we just fucking can't take it, then I think we're going in the wrong direction. We saw that with Will Smith and Chris Rock, which was, in my opinion, absolutely unwarranted. And I know a lot of people feel the other way. They feel like Will Smith was absolutely justified to physically assault somebody for a joke that was not even good and particularly lame, right? There's no way under the sun that you could justify that. And I'm sorry, you can't justify it, because Chris Rock was doing his job, albeit poorly. That was not a great joke, albeit poorly. It doesn't matter. That doesn't give you the right to go and assault somebody.
It's all
somebody.
About how you react to situations with anything in life.
You know, we've been watching that We Crashed, I told you?
Yes.
Okay. These two fucking lunatics. This fucking Newman. This Adam Newman and his wife, whatever her name, Ritzka, or whatever her name is, Newman. Uh-huh. Did you watch the show?
No, I had read so much about it that I just didn't watch the show.
Okay, you got to watch the show, because I didn't like it at first. I told you, I didn't like what's his name.
I saw a documentary like on them, so.
Yeah, I watched it while it was happening. Everyone
think I'm good on Jared Leto.
Okay, listen, I'm telling you, it's great. I hated it the first episode. I was like, that's Jared Leto playing a character. I can tell that's Jared Leto playing a character, and I hate it.
All right.
By the halfway through episode number two, I was like, fuck, that's Adam Newman, and I just love Jared Leto as Adam Newman. And
he transforms into any character.
He did, and he got me on episode number two. I was like, I'm involved, now I'm interested. And these two fucking morons are running around the world convincing themselves of anything, right? They're just, she would say to him, like, she was just this crazy human being who would be like, you know, you're a supernova.
Right.
You can manifest anything.
Yeah, did.
Yeah, he'd walk in. The running joke, like one of the things that keeps on popping up in the whatever you call it, the series, is this old, it's not a joke, but it's like a parable. Who wins in a fight, the crazy man or the smart man?
Probably crazy.
Okay, that's what Adam Newman answers to one of these investors. Mm-hmm. He'd walk in and he'd have nothing. He doesn't have anything. He's got nothing. He doesn't have a bicycle. The guy has no shoes. He doesn't wear shoes. He walks in. There's an old, you know, New York investor, real estate guy. And Adam, the guy goes, what are you going to do? Sign a lease? You're nobody. You're nothing. You don't have anything. And he goes, I don't want to sign a lease.
But I will.
I want $4.4 billion. And he walks out with a $4.4 billion check. He has nothing. This guy is crazy. But so it's clear that he's a nut job and that he just kind of manifests this stuff by being crazy. But one of the things that this series reminded me of is that it is often in life about perspective, right?
Yeah, true. This is very, very true. Yes.
And one of the things she's always saying to him is, don't let the negative thoughts in. You can never let the negative thoughts in. If you're going to be so crinkle-cocked over a fucking joke that you feel like you gotta physically assault somebody on national international TV live, or you're gonna jump up on stage and take a nosedive at somebody because your spinky dink is all in a wad over something somebody said, we gotta reevaluate our perspective. Stop it. It's enough. It's enough already. If you're inciting violence, that's one thing. If you're going up there and, you know, reciting Mein Kampf and getting people to kill people, that's one thing. But if you're making a joke in all good jest and people are coming up and assaulting you, that is, to me, a terrible, terrible indication of where we are as a society.
I know. And I think things have really gone crazy over, you know, the past few years.
We are all so goddamn sensitive. Mm-hmm. We gotta just take a deep breath. Comedians do what comedians do. You don't like what they have to say, turn them off. Don't go to their show. Don't pay attention, right? That's just it.
It's like road rage, too. I mean, I see people getting so angry, and I'm like, you know what? Just let the other people think that they're right.
Just let them go at the four-way stop. You can crash into them down the road. Yeah, you can do a pit maneuver down the road. That's what my brain is thinking. I'll pit maneuver you later.
I have to let it go. I'm learning. A little ways to work on it.
Yeah. I just
have faith in you.
I know. I have the great walkway treaty of 2021.
Well, you do. And you started something good.
I did. Which no 20, one signed.
I thought it was 2020.
Oh, maybe 2020.
It was the walkway treaty of 2020.
Was it? Oh.
Well, I've signed it.
You signed it. So there's two of us.
Yeah.
There's two of us on board.
So if we see each other on a pathway.
We are giving each other space. We're going
to
say hello.
I walk to the right. You walk to the right. Then we just say hello.
And yes. And we're going to say
hello
to each
other. See you at the podcast recording next week.
Yes. Hey, stranger. Get out of my lane. Space. I need space.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You need space. I saw somebody walking on the left-hand side the other day. I was on a walk.
Fucking fool.
No, I walked on the left then, too. Okay. Just to go around them and give them space.
Oh, see, you were the good... Yeah.
I thought that's what the treaty was about.
Well, no, the treaty is about get out of my way. That's what the treaty is about. Get out of my way. What do you think? No.
That's
a treaty
it's a
means...
It's a just.
A treaty means I win. That's what a treaty means. It doesn't mean we win collectively. It means I win.
Okay.
So basically what I'm saying is if you don't like my point of view, turn it off.
Right.
I really was upset by this whole situation. Now, the guy ended up being mentally ill. So I guess this... But it just brings to light the fact that, you know, we're all so damn sensitive. And if we just took a minute to hear each other, put our big boy pants on, understand we're not always going to like what someone has to say, maybe try and even understand what they have mm-hmm. to say a little mm-hmm. bit, or trying to understand their point of view. I'm not saying you have to like it. I'm not saying you have to agree with it. I'm just saying stop being so fucking sensitive. You don't have to blow up at the guy at you know, Denny's because he won't give you some extra syrup. You don't have to fucking have a shit. I was watching a video the other day. Lady comes in. Hardee's is closed. It closes at 11. She's in the drive.
There's still Hardee's around?
I think there's one. I think it's up there behind the CVS.
I haven't seen one forever.
There's one up behind the CVS.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even kidding. Never been there. Don't even know. I couldn't tell you what a Hardee's has to eat.
Butter biscuits. I remember those.
Oh, yeah.
From years ago.
They got the double bubble fart burger.
Yeah. They're really not known for anything, are they?
No. Yeah. They're known for nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardee's is known for their double bubble fart burger.
I think biscuits is the only thing.
Double bubble diarrhea burger here at Hardee's. Would you like chili on that?
Yes.
You serve chili? No, we don't. But there's something on the grill that looks like chili. I'll throw it on your burger. It'll be delicious. You're our first customer in years.
There's dust as you pull up to the drive-thru.
That's right.
That's
like you go through cobwebs. Welcome to Chili's. I opened the store 6 a.m. 1972, June 2nd. I've been waiting for a customer ever since. Would you like some French fries? They've been in the fryer for 26 years.
They're really crispy.
I retired years ago. They didn't keep sending me a paycheck. We're now owned by Facebook. We're a tax write-off. We're in the metaverse.
Yes.
I don't know what Hardee's does, but this episode is brought to you by Hardee's, home of the double-double Bart Burger.
Okay.
Welcome to Hardee's. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah. What are you guys known for?
Death, mainly. Death and bankruptcy, but what can I get you? I've got a fresh pot of coffee. I just put it on last Tuesday.
You got any burgers?
Sure. Not sure when the meat expired, but I'll throw a couple on.
Frozen stays long for a long time.
Oh, yeah. You can freeze shit forever. Yeah. Isn't Joe Rogan all into that? Freeze your meat or something? I don't know. Call me up, Joe. I need to know. So Hardee's and the Double Bubble Fart Burger. Anyway, I saw some lady. The Hardee's is closed. It closes at 11 p.m., but there's a line that like wraps around to the street. Huh. For whatever. I guess Hardee's might be popular somewhere.
Something's going on at Hardee's.
I think California. I think that's where the Hardee's still is, California. No?
They're healthy out there.
Yeah. They have the Mr. Cal, what is it? The Cal Ripken burger?
In and out. Sure.
In and out. No, In and Out's in Texas. They have the, what
Fat
is that?
Burger?
What?
I don't know.
They have a Star Burger or something. Who knows what the fuck it is. But anyway, they have their, but not all of California is healthy. I mean, come on.
I just there's think
some,
of it.
Yeah, there's some real Goonies out there. That's where the Goonies was from.
I would think of a Hardee's in, Alabama or Mississippi, actually.
I'm sure there's a Hardee's in Alabama somewhere. And okay, so there's a whole line. 11 p.m., the place closes.
Okay.
All right. Now, before this lady gets up to the box to take the order, 11 o'clock rolls, comes and goes. Well, she is so fucking upset that she's pounding on the door, making a whole fucking scene, right? And finally, the manager cracks the door open to find out what exactly in the holy hell are you worried about with your double bubble fart burger.
Yeah.
And she shoves her way in, and she's yelling and screaming, I want your phone number and your badge number, and I can't believe it's 11:07, and I've been sitting out waiting for my double bubble shit burger, and... I can't go one day without diarrhea. She's like going crazy.
Cleans you out.
Yeah. This is my enema. I eat it backwards with my... she's obviously upset because she didn't have her, chili cheese shit fries or whatever the fuck she's ordering.
Right.
She's upset because they close at 11. And she thinks she has the right to get served after 11 p.m.
You don't.
When you're getting paid $9.07 an hour to make double bubble fart burgers, you do not care who is sitting outside at 11 o'clock.
Done.
Amen. As it should be.
Yes.
You are serving fast food to people who are ungrateful and don't give a shit about you. You put a smile on your face while you're working because that's what we do. We work and that's miserable and that happens. You just put a smile on your face.
That's what you did when you worked at McDonald's and had to refill
every day.
You had to take coffee to the man in the toilet.
Yeah.
And refill his paper in the morning.
Say, Brian, you're on bathroom duty this morning. No, you don't say. Fucking A. 6 years running. I'm on bathroom duty on Saturday morning. You're right. We would have to do that. They would make us put the pots of coffee and we would go refill people's coffee like we're the fucking local diner, right? Meanwhile, half the people were in the bathroom shitting themselves from their
families. They had to get away
from their McGriddle. Their McGriddle was going through them, and I'd be filling up their coffee, helping
Here's
it along.
Some more.
Yeah, just get the juices flowing. You want some caffeinated? Get the juices flowing. So this lady goes and throws a holy fucking shit fit. But it just reminded me of how unedged this world is. And there are no shortage of these videos. Every single place you look, they're everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, fucking homepage of Google. I mean, they're everywhere.
My goal in life is to not have a video made like of that of me. Mm. I think at this point. Other than being successful in this podcast, that's
it. Well, you might do better with the Karen videos than you're going to do with the commercial break. You might make more money with the Karen video than you will with the commercial break. But far be it for me to tell you what to do.
I do not want to be that person.
But, this just, I think this shines a light on the way that the entire world is feeling and how some
frustrating.
How some segment of the world really can't get over themselves.
Yeah.
And it's all about them. And it doesn't matter who's in the way. As long as they think it's right, then everybody else needs to follow. And if you don't follow, you can get hurt I will hurt you, yes. Right? I will physically assault you because I feel entitled to do so because you have hurt my itty bitty little feelings, mm-hmm. Will Smith and whoever else, mm-hmm. You know, assaults comedians on stage, yells at the poor Hardee's guy because 11:17 has come and passed and you haven't gotten to the box yet. It's like, it's not his fucking problem. And you, the world does not revolve
get
around your
earlier.
Fat fucking head. Get there earlier. That's it. Exactly. That's right. Get there earlier. Here's an idea. Park your fucking car and get your ass out of the car and walk to the front if you really want to be there by 11 o'clock. I'm not sitting around. Yeah, anyway, this whole
I'm still just mystified by what exactly was the line about it.
I don't know.
You must find this out.
I'll find out. I'll go back in the video.
What special thing did they have?
Crack. I'm not
maybe
sure. Maybe they're serving fentanyl burgers.
It was a drug thing going on there.
Hardee's released Q3 revenue today to the NASDAQ and unbelievably up 700% worth of profit. Their new fentanyl burgers taking off in certain places. I don't know why I'm saying this. I mean, we don't want to pontificate on the show, but I'm saying it to you. I wish. Which is also the show. That's the whole show. I wish people would take a deep breath.
Yes, everyone is. Remember what I said? Rev down.
Rev down.
Instead of revving up.
You know how they say rev share? Rev down. That's right. If you're looking for more rev, do less rev. Blame it on the aliens. Rev down, rev up.
Rev down.
Rev down. We don't want up rev. We want down rev. Yeah. That's what we want.
that's our motto here at the commercial
down
break.
Rev. Down rev. With the commercial break. Which also stands for our revenue if you look at our charts.
Right.
We're also down revving here at the commercial break. That's our corporate motto too. Rev down.
Rev down.
Can't help it. It's just going in that direction.
Just rev down.
To when we have our shareholder meeting, we're like, well, we're revving down. Certainly, Chrissy. Thanks for that. And then you go, no, you thank you, Brian, for taking Hardee's out as our main sponsor. You called their double bubble shit burger. Their double bubble shark burger.
Homemade chili that we don't know what's in it.
Well, hey, listen, you know, everybody's got their secret ingredient.
Bacon. That's it. They had some kind of bacon burger. I'm convinced of it now.
I think everybody has a bacon burger.
I know.
You put bacon on anything and you're going to sell it.
It tastes good.
It's so good.
It's kind of my favorite food.
I know. I know there's a lot of religions that like won't eat swine and I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And pigs are intelligent creatures, you know, roaming the earth.
I
get it. And there's a whole movie about Babe the Pig. I get it. But I love bacon. And so does my son. If he smells bacon, he's like, bacon.
No. Well, my sister with the kids. She texted me one Saturday morning and she goes, I'm fixing bacon. And Nico's running around chanting, bacon, bacon.
That's what my son
bacon,
does.
Bacon,
yeah. He's like, bacon,
chanting,
bacon, bacon. It's like the
it smells delicious. Yeah, it tastes delicious.
The hordes are at the gate. And, bacon. Bacon! Bacon!
It's so good.
My dogs, too. They
know,
start
yes.
spinning in circles. Blue is like a ceiling fan when bacon is cooking. She's like...
I know. It's so true. I mean, it smells good, tastes good.
Smells good,
and
tastes
then,
good.
I mean, bacon fries, crispy bacon fries, say no more.
Fucking A, right. Maybe that's what Hardee's is selling. We got to figure out what Hardee's is up to.
Right.
Maybe I'll swing by and I'll get a double bubble shit burger. And I'll
ask for that specifically.
Like. Yeah. I think I actually went to a Hardee's one time.
Say on the double bubble.
Yeah, I say
see
double bubble.
Say.
Give me the double bubble. They'll probably put weed in the bag. And be like,
that's what I'm saying. It's a drug.
Yeah, it's $50. $50 for what? The double bubble, baby.
Sticky icky. Oh my god!
Hit that ball, baby! Hit that 7.5-foot graphics.
It might be your new favorite place.
Who knows? You never know. I don't drink. I got to figure out something to do. I got upcoming trouble. I got to figure out how to get out of it. I got to figure out how to rev down.
Rev down. Yeah.
I'm going to get myself like I was when I was a teenager. I'm going to get a big glass graphics bong with a 6-foot extender. I'm going to stand on top of a stepladder.
Oh, yeah, the time I did a big 6-foot bong hit. I mean, I'm not 6 foot.
No.
So they had to turn
yeah.
it.
We had a ladder.
Yeah.
We had a 3.5 foot graphics bong.
You had a ladder.
Which was the coolest thing that anybody had ever seen. The glass one. We bought it. We hid it. We had a, you know, it was a whole spy mission to get it in the house. And then we had this, and then we got a 5 foot extender, plastic extender that we put on the, on it.
Mine didn't have an extender. It was a straight up 6 foot bong.
Oh my, Chris. Oh. Well, you're fancy. I don't know.
The friends I was hanging out with.
I didn't grow
fancy.
Up in the rich neighborhood.
I had college.
We had a piece of PVC pipe. We sawed it off and melted it together.
This guy was rich, I think.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah,
we had that. So we put a stepladder. So now we're talking like...
A stepladder.
Yeah, I'm serious. It was like 7 feet in the air. I mean, I don't...
I'm picturing a stepladder that I used to go get my flour.
That's
like
exactly what
sink.
It is. Yeah. So we had this stepladder and we put it up and people... And we called it, you know, we called it whatever, the bong of
the
death.
The Juicy J.
Yeah, the bong of death or some stupid teenage name that you give it. And I had a, I'll call it a friend. We had a friend that did this and we would get, you know, we put the extra big, whatever you
call
it. I
mean, it's like shots.
Slide in it.
I do just fine on my own.
Yeah.
Why did I need to do the 6 foot bong?
No
Why
one
do I
needs
need
to do
shots?
The 6 foot bong.
No.
And back then it was dirt. Fucking weed. It was like middies, right? We thought it was kind, you know, we call it kind bud. It's kind bud. What the fuck are we thinking? We're so stupid back then, right? But it was really middies. We've got some middies. And so we thought, you know, you buy it for a little, a couple extra bucks and you get it. And we didn't have as many seeds as the shit weed you usually
right.
have. And so then we'd stuff it in the bigger slide and then we'd get the huge, you know, propane tank and we'd...
Bubble
and sometimes,
it up.
Yeah, sometimes you'd have to have two or three people bubble it up.
Right.
And then you'd have the guy who was going to go do it. And one time we put somebody up there. And I swear
he
on
went,
all that time,
boom.
He went boom. He went and he took it all. And then he was just like,
oh, yeah.
He thudded on the ground.
Yeah, and off the stepladder.
We all thought he was dead. We were like, oh, shit. And we were trying to shake him up and wake him. And he was like,
yeah.
Did I take it all? Was it milky? And we were like, oh, dude, it wasn't milky. Yeah, no, you're milky. Yeah, you look yellow. Yeah. It was yellow. You're yellow. Everything's fine. He was high for a week. Mm-hmm. That guy was high for a week.
He would be.
I thought off the back of us talking about comedians, I thought I would do something that's popular on the internet right now. It's been popular. But when I say people popular on the internet
is
right now,
the pulling
I mean,
the pants down thing.
Yeah. We're gonna moon everybody. And when I say popular on the internet right now, you can pretty much assume, I mean, 2 years ago and I'm just getting to it now.
Okay.
Just like the Willow Smith song that I like. That I thought, wow, she's putting out some crazy experimental. This is awesome new music. And then
four
it's like
years ago.
Released 2014. Yeah. Britney Spears had more recent music than this particular. Anyway.
Oh, Brit.
Hey, Brit. What's going on?
Good for her. She's free.
Yeah, she's free. Well, she's free now. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought we would do something.
Okay.
Let's play a little game.
Okay.
Play a little game?
I love games.
Okay. Hey, commercial breakers. Best to all of you who have been leaving wonderful podcast reviews on your favorite podcast player, especially all of those who are using Apple. We really appreciate it. We've been deluged by wonderful comments and reviews, and we couldn't be more grateful if you're one of those. If you're not, could you take just a few minutes and leave us a podcast review, comment, or rating on your favorite podcast player? Almost all of them have some version of rating or review. It helps us grow the show. It'll make you feel better. And it'll tickle all of our pickles. Thanks so much. Hey, 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail, and we want to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, let us know by sending us a text or leaving us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. That's 661, best to yo. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You'll find all the audio and all the video right there at one location. You can now connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Still the only place to find all of the video content and exclusives you cannot find anywhere else. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs and or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. We certainly would appreciate it. We know our sponsors would too. We'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break. I absolutely love it when a sponsor comes on this program that I am extremely familiar with, and this is one of them, Credit Karma. For 10 years, that application has been on my phone. I get to check my credit frequently. I'm updated on all my financial comings and goings, and the last few credit cards that I have gotten directly through Credit Karma. And let me explain how that happens. Credit Karma makes sure that you apply for the right credit card for your financial situation. Credit Karma has done it again. It's one of my favorite applications. Now I've got a bunch of credit cards because of Credit Karma. No more wondering whether or not I'm going to be approved for the credit card. I already understand with confidence whether or not that credit card is coming my way. Sometimes it's hard to choose the credit card you want because of all the offers that come in the mail. No more. Credit Karma's got you covered. Been rejected for a credit card? I have too. No more. Credit Karma's got you covered. Their Karma Confidence technology is helping members apply with more confidence, and that includes me. Credit Karma uses your credit profile to show you offers that are tailored to your financial situation, and best of all, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you the chances of your approval before you even apply. Are you ready to find the card for you? Head to Credit Karma and check out your personalized mix of offers today. Go to creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app to find the card for you. That's creditkarma.com. I can personally promise you this application will change your financial life. We love it here at the Green Household, and I know Chrissy uses it too. Download the Credit Karma app today or go to creditkarma.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I'm going to, because I'm the dad, I'm going to say some dad jokes.
You're not my dad.
I know I'm not your daddy, but I could be.
Hey, Chrissy. Hey. Meet Carl. I'm your daddy. You want me to tell you some dad jokes? I'm afraid of the calendar because my days are numbered. My wife and I said, my wife said I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward.
Are we playing this game?
We're going to play a game. Are you ready?
Okay,
here we go. This is the game. Okay. I'm going to tell some dad jokes. Okay. I got a list of like 400 dad jokes. I'm going to pick some dad jokes. I'm going to tell them. If you laugh, I get a point. If you don't laugh, I get a point.
No, you just got 2 points then.
She caught on quickly. Okay.
Get a point either way.
I do get a point either way. No, if you don't laugh, you get a point.
Okay.
If you laugh, I get a point.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
It's hard not to laugh at you. Let me just say
I know.
A preface.
I know.
I always think you're funny, Brian, and I love you. So I'm laughing in my head if I'm not laughing.
Okay.
But I want to win this game.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I want to win this game.
I'm probably going to laugh more than you are because I'm allowed to.
I'm going
to
get my laughs out right now.
I went to a laughing yoga retreat one time.
You
that was
did?
The most ridiculous
you
thing.
You did?
Yeah, but it worked. It worked. It was like, I walked in, it was a bunch of like laughing hyenas. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's contagious.
It's contagious. It got contagious. And then I started laughing. I was uncontrollably laughing. And then everyone started crying. I was also crying. It's funny how that works. It's like right. The tears of
I
a clown.
I play to win. So.
All right.
But know that I think you're funny as always.
Okay. Thank you. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Joke number one. I thought the dryer was shrinking my clothes. Turns out it was the refrigerator all along.
I don't even understand that one.
Either do I, but it was funny.
Did I just laugh?
No, it's okay. No, you laughed at your own joke. You laughed at your follow-up joke.
All right. I wasn't trying to make a joke.
Ready?
I just said I didn't understand it.
How do you follow Will Smith in the snow? Just look for the fresh prints.
That one's funny.
All right, one and one.
That one's funny.
One and one. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a factory that makes okay products? Satisfactory.
No.
Okay, all right.
I'm smiling.
A letter to math. Dear math, grow up and solve your own problems. Okay. Two and two.
Two and two.
Two and two. What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies! You're trying so hard. What did the ocean say to the beach when they met each other?
Hello.
Nothing. It just waved. Okay. I'm just trying to pick a good one here.
Yeah.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet, but I don't know why.
I can't stop laughing at you laughing.
All right. Four and three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Four to Brian, three to you. What did one wall say to the other? I'll meet you at the corner. Okay.
Not laughing.
Where do fruits go on vacation?
Costa Rica.
Paris. Paris. Okay, 5-4. Cahodley.
Five me.
Five you. Yep. Where do boats go when they're sick?
You're
laughing. I can't help it. I'm not the one that's supposed to stop laughing. Where do boats go when they're sick?
I don't know.
The boat dock.
What?
The boat dock. I guess you got to be a boater.
Oh, the dock.
I guess you got to be dock. A boater. I didn't realize boating was going to be a requirement of the jokes.
Okay.
Did you hear about the rumor? Did you hear the rumor about butter?
Nope.
Well, I'm not going to spread it.
That's actually the funniest one, I think.
That was a good one. Okay, so it's 5-5?
No, I'm ahead.
6-5? Okay, 6-5, I think. I think you're right about that.
Okay, good.
What did one hat say to the other hat?
I don't know.
Right here, I'm going on ahead. Stay right here, I'm going on ahead. Oh, my grandpa would be proud. All right, 6-6. Why did Billy get fired from the banana factory?
I don't know.
He kept throwing away the bent ones.
Nope, not laughing.
I just see Billy in a dildo factory. Well, that one's broken. All right, I'll give you that one because you held out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
7-6. You. Dad, "Can you put my shoes on?" says the kid to the father. The father responds, "No, I don't think they'll fit me." All right.
Hold it out.
I know you are. I can see it. Why can't a nose...
They're clever.
Yeah.
They're clever.
Some of them are. Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
It's actually funny, like, when your dad is saying it to you.
Yeah, but yeah, just imagine I'm your daddy.
I cannot imagine that.
Why can't a nose be 12? Okay, what is it? 7 to 6, year ahead. Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
I don't know.
Because then it would be a foot.
It would be what?
Then it would be a foot. Okay. Right. 7-7. Here we go. We'll play best of 15. Here we go.
We're subjecting people to 15.
Oh, this is funny to them. Don't trust me. This is going
this
over.
This is funny to them.
This is going over great. I think this is funny. How do you make 7 even?
I don't know.
You take away the S. That's pretty good. This is clever.
They're the clever jokes.
Yeah.
I did not laugh at okay. that one.
8 to 7. How does a taco say grace?
I don't know.
Let us pray.
That's okay. good.
8 to 8. Here we go.
It's not 8 to 8. I think I'm winning still.
It was 7 to 6. Oh, 7 to 7. Now it's 7 to 7. I'm sorry. You're right.
No. I think I'm like 9 to 7. I'm 9. You're 7. I've held out.
Yeah, but I think you're only 1 ahead. I don't think you're 2 ahead if you're ahead. Maybe it's 9 to 8. Let's call it 9 to 8. Cares? Cares? What are we playing for? A check from the commercial break. $7.26. Okay. Let's pin it right here. I should have brought a pen. That would have been helpful.
Yep.
Okay. 9 to 8. Best of 15. Here comes the next joke of best of dad jokes. Why didn't the skeleton climb the mountain?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have the guts.
10 to 8.
Okay. What do you call it when a snowman throws a tantrum? A complete meltdown.
That is good.
That okay. Is good. 10 to 9.
10 to 9.
What concerts cost just 45 cents? 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
That is all funny. Right.
10 to 10. Here we
10
go.
10 to 10.
All right. Here's some one-liners for you. Guy walks into a bar. And he was disqualified from the limbo contest.
What?
A guy walks into a bar, but he was disqualified from the limbo contest.
What does that mean?
He walked into the limbo bar.
The limbo bar.
I don't know
bar.
If it counts if you don't understand it.
The limbo bar. Because you've walked into those before.
Yes, I have. I've never been to a limbo contest in my life.
Oh, I used to love a limbo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can get low.
Can you?
I can get low.
Why do I believe that about you? I don't find that hard to believe.
And I can do hula hooping.
Hula hooping's cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like the hula hoop girls at the concert, the fish show.
No, I don't do them at concerts.
Oh, you don't? You should do it at concerts.
I should.
Yeah.
I should.
Because the girls at the...
When Jeff would love that. I go to Mempho, I'm his
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure he'd love Woo! That. Yeah. He's already having a hard enough time. That poor guy. I was like the girl in the girls at Shakedown Street when they're, you know, and I'm a little frothy and I'm just staring at these girls and they're like, if you could stop undressing me with your eyes, I'd appreciate it. And I'd be like, swing your hips more.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the hula hoop girls. When two vegans get into an argument, is it still called a beef? that's a good one. That's 11. 11 to 11.
11-11.
Do you 11 want a box for your leftovers? No, but I'll wrestle you for them.
No.
Okay. If a child refuses to nap, are they guilty of resisting arrest?
Okay. I'll give you that one.
All right. 12 to 12. Here we go. Ready? Did you know that corduroy pillows are back in style? Mm-mm. Yep. They're making headlines.
I love your laugh. Okay. 13,
12. I used to play piano by ear, but my teacher said I'd be better if I used my hands. Okay. 14 to 12. That was a good one. I like that. A cheeseburger walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." Oh my God, 15, you were gonna laugh. 15. Chrissy would just hold it in until she was about to burst and they go, "I win."
Okay,
you
some
win.
Good dad right. jokes some good there, joke. Daddy.
Well, I was gonna tell a time traveling joke,
tell
but
it.
You didn't like it.
What?
I was gonna tell a time traveling joke, but I know you weren't gonna like it.
Oh my God.
You get it?
Yes. Yes.
What's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest, one.
That's ridiculous.
That's so stupid. What kind of shoes does a lazy person wear?
Sandals.
Loafers.
Hello.
Oh my God, that is so good. I love these jokes.
And you love them?
I wish they could
well,
go.
You should leave them out.
Oh, we've got.
Because you're a dad.
We've got 200
you're
of these.
You're a dad, so you, what you're going to have to bust them out.
What I'd love to do is I'd love to get someone on the commercial break. We'll see if Marianne wants to come.
That'll laugh at them?
That'll laugh at them. Like someone that we don't pay to not laugh at them.
Marianne.
Marianne.
Who's Marianne?
One of our super fans, Marianne.
Well, you have not told me about Marianne.
Oh, Chrissy, I don't think you remember about Marianne because we've talked about Marianne before on air. And okay. She is wonderful. She's the one who volunteered to put together the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and she put a whole list together for me. We'll
See,
get to it.
Share these things
we'll
with
get
me.
To it next. I don't share these things with you. What are you talking about? I text you 24 hours a day telling you. I think, oh, I almost played the old song. I think Chrissy just likes ignoring my text that night. She's like, great. Smiley face. You're like my wife.
But then I text you all kinds of stuff too, and I don't hear back until later.
I'm like, busy. Yeah. I got a show
day.
I'm
busy too.
Oh, you're busy. What are you busy doing?
Stepmothering.
You're stepmothering. You're in that mirror all day long. That's what's going
I
on.
I am doing the mirror workout.
I'm losing
workout.
You in the mirrorverse.
The mirrorverse. That is a good one.
Yeah. Chrissy's got the workout mirror.
I got the
She's
workout
always
mirror.
Talking to her friends in the mirror. She's like, hey.
No, I don't talk to anybody else, but I just do the workout.
It's not live?
It can be live.
Can?
You can do live classes. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
I'm almost on 200 classes.
Yeah, no.
I've
no.
never done a live
no,
class.
Don't
yet.
Do a live class.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. Do you join a bunch of other people, or is it just one other trainer?
You know, I mean, it's one trainer and it's like a hologram in the mirror and I do what she says to do and I work out.
Wow.
I have weights and everything and I do it, but I'm nervous to do a live one.
Yeah, I would be too.
Because they can see me because there's a camera.
Yeah.
But I close the camera off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want people zooming in.
Sure.
On me. But anyways, I can have the camera option. And they can see me. And then they might critique my form, though.
No. Don't worry.
Form-schmorm.
Yeah, working out, having sex, like, you know, a sexual surrogate, a
yes.
working out trainer that zooms into your home. All that stuff seems a little too creepy to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in
no,
the metaverse.
I just want to take the class.
I don't want my real body in the metaverse. I want my pretend
exactly.
body in the metaverse. The one
yes.
that looks good.
Yes.
The one that's 10 pounds lighter and much more buff.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to do. Hey, I want to say one thing. Kids in the Hall has a brand new
Kids
season on
Hall.
Amazon.
Oh, I love that.
And
show.
I am telling you, no bullshit. This is funnier than the original.
Really?
And it's not like in a
I
comeback
can't wait to
way.
See it.
It's not like a pretend, oh my gosh, they came back and they made a, you know, seven
yeah.
episodes that suck, but we love them so much. If you
Kids
are into Kids in the Hall,
Hall,
which you should be if you're not, Go watch the new season of Kids in the Hall. It is blaringly funny and not in a we did it again way, yeah, in an original way. So good. And now they don't have the constraints of television. Like, so right. Now they can be so much more graphic and funny and say swear words and nudity.
Dad jokes.
There are penises within two minutes of the episode. Penises. Live penises.
Live
within penises. The episode. There are the Kids in the Hall penises. They show their penises within like 2 minutes of the first episode.
Okay.
And that's all. I mean, I don't want to like get into all the details because I don't want to spoil it for you. But Kids in the Hall.
You kind of just did.
Well, fuck off. Cares.
Fuck off.
Yeah, you fuck off. Brian walks into the commercial break studio and says, well, you fuck off. Brian walks into a Hardee, says, I'd like a double bubble shirt burger.
Uh-huh.
The old man says,
you've got to go check this out.
We close at 11.
You're like, I've got kids and I need to get away.
I've got kids and yeah, I've got more kids than I know what to do with.
You're there in the, I'm picturing you there in the Hardee's parking lot watching Kids in the Hall reboot. Watch,
yeah, that's it.
Eating the double bubble shit burger and yeah. Smoking a bomb.
Praying for a heart attack. Oh my God. We're all in trouble. We're all going to hell. We're all going to hell. I don't know. Go to tcbpodcast.com. All the video, all the audio, it's right there at one location. You don't have to go anywhere else. You can go right to the website. If you'd like to send us a text message or leave us a voicemail, do so at 661-237-8296. That's 661. The word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. And, you know,
just
comments.
Y-O.
Just Y-O. Not Y-O-U. Just Y-O.
Yeah.
Best to yo. You can send us show ideas, comments, questions, concerns, whatever you got.
Please
send
do
it our
send
way.
Us show ideas.
Yeah. Oh my God. We could use show ideas more than you know. I mean, I got a whole list of them, but trust me, I run out of them so quick. I got to keep on going.
Yeah.
It's a never ending bucket I've got to fill, and it's hard to do that and stay original. I mean, I've used that stuff.
You have?
Yeah. But anyway, send us show ideas and then go to Instagram at The Commercial Break, YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Please subscribe, like on the videos, comment, and if you would, leave us a podcast review or comment rating review, whatever they call it on your favorite podcast
player. We're just catching up on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for all of the kind reviews. Leave us one of those on your favorite podcast player. And one more thing. URL. Specialized URLs or codes from our sponsors. Please use them. Thank you so much to all the people who have. We really would appreciate it if you are in the market for their products or services. Go ahead and use those codes and those URLs because it tells our sponsors we're doing a great job. And that means we get to create more free content for you. We gave you a choice to pay for it. You decided no. So now we're stuffing our show full of commercials. So fuck you. We gave you the option. You said no, and we said, well, take that. Here's 12 minutes of commercials every hour. Okay. I say, Chrissy, there's so only so much I can do in a day.
No.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, love each other, stay cool, and remember.
Rev down.
Don't rev up. Rev down.
Rev down.
And until next time, Chrissy and I say, we always say, we do say, bye.
Bye.